fans for their messages, encouragement, and support, saying he's gotten a lot of cards from young people, and he's been touched beyond words. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. Here's a quick look at your Flemington weather. Today, expect a slight chance of rain under mostly cloudy skies. Similar tonight, temperatures today will reach 70 degrees, 58 degrees overnight. Friday, rain comes in the afternoon. Friday night and Saturday, heavy rain, possible hail. I've heard talk of a tornado watch possibly Friday night into Saturday. Sunday, scattered showers, but the weather starts to improve. Hang in there for Monday. Monday may be the nicest day of the year so far. Stay tuned for the library show.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
Ma chère mademoiselle. It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you today. And now we invite you to relax, pull up a chair, as the Hunterton Chamber Radio proudly presents The Library Show. Be our guest. Be our guest. Put our service to the test.
Okay, that's enough of that. You may or may not have guessed, Jennifer Winberry will not be joining me today. I have full reign of the Library Show. Hey, good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterton County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterton County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterton County. On today's show, the Friends of HCL annual used book sale is coming up in a scant 8 days. The last book drive is this Saturday. We have all the details about the book drives and the sale itself. Entries are now being accepted for the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale on June 8th. New this year, a cash award for $500 for Best in Show. So if you're a local artist, you might want to get in on that. Jennifer hates negative numbers. She'll stop at nothing to avoid them. April and May concerts and speakers at HCL and the North County Branch Library, Hunterton County Community Day information, and much more on today's Library Show. We'll put an end to the Beauty and the Beast theme for now. And I want to welcome you. Jennifer Winberry may or may not be joining us. She's sitting on a library commission meeting, which is usually on Friday. But here's a library note for you. The Hunterton County Library will be closed tomorrow, Friday, April 19th, for Good Friday. The library is also closed on Sunday, April 21st, for Easter. So hope you all enjoy your holidays. Easter is upon us. Spring is upon us, which means the Hunterdon County Library annual Friends Book Sale is upon us. And when I find the slip for that, I will tell you all about the book sale. And I have it right here. It's the 23rd annual Friends of HCL used book sale. The dates are April 26th through April 29th at the South County Branch Park, which is the fairgrounds in Ringgoast, New Jersey. I mentioned that the book drives are going on. We had a book drive last weekend. And there's one more book drive this Saturday at South County Branch Park. So if you have a lot of books that you'd like to get rid of and like to donate to the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library book sale, you have a large quantity of them, we'll load them up into your car and drive on down to the fairgrounds this Saturday, anytime between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Volunteers will be there to unload your car for you, and we appreciate your donation. If you have smaller quantities of books, then you're welcome just to drop those off in the lobbies of either the Hunterdon County Library, the North County Branch Library, or the South County Branch Library anytime during the week up until the sale. But I think they'll stop collecting probably early next week. So everything is down there and ready for the book sale, which starts on Friday, April 26th. That's preview day. Applications, so it's only for a select people, and I believe all the that preview sale is closed for Friday, April 26th. So the sale then starts on Saturday, April 27th. Early bird admission from 8 to 10 a.m. for members of the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library or anybody that would like to pay $20 to get a two-hour jump on the books at the book sale. You can also join the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library between now and the book sale, which I believe is less than $20 per year, and get into the sale early as well. And then the free public admission hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 27th. Sunday, April 28th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. are the hours, and it's half price day on Sunday. And then Monday, April 29th, is the bag sale from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We provide the bags. You fill it up and pay just $5 for an entire bag of books. If you're looking to donate books, these are the types of books that they do accept. Hardback and paperback books for adults and children. DVDs, CDs, audiobooks on CD, video games, and sheet music. Unfortunately, they can't take any of the other items such as LPs and vinyl or cassette tapes, former library books, encyclopedias, any outdated books, any books that are worn, torn, or mildewed. They can't accept them. Prices. So on Saturday, on the first day, large trade paperbacks and children's hardback books are $2. Mass market paperbacks and children's softcover books are only 50 cents each. So just think about Sunday. So on Sunday, the hardback books are only $1, and children's softcover and paperbacks are only 25 cents each on Sunday. Special items will be individually priced and found either on the sale floor or in the special collections boutique. All books will be sorted into fiction categories, nonfiction categories, and children's categories. So this is the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library book sale. Once again, their biggest fundraiser of the year. All the proceeds go to benefiting the Hunterdon County Library and its patrons. The Friends give us money to support all of our programs, our concerts, our speakers, a lot of our services. They buy furniture. It's such a great support group. We're able to do so much more just because of the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. And this book sale, they've been doing it for 23 years now. And every year it's greatly benefited the Hunterdon County Library and also benefits the Friends of HCL Scholarship Fund. The Friends give a scholarship to seniors from all the local Hunterdon high schools, a book scholarship, which is helpful as well. I'm going to go to the commercial break, the first commercial break, a little bit early. I'll get my pages together, come back and tell you about museum passes, about the HCL art show, maybe a little trivia I'll do today in history, even though Jennifer isn't here. You can play along at home, and I've got a lot of concerts and programs to tell you about. So hang around. We'll be back right after this.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. It's time for Today in History. This time every week, I ask Jennifer and you at home, or wherever you are, questions about events that happened on this date. Today is April 18th, 2019. I'll ask you some questions about events that happened on April 18th in years past. I will also give you some names of people who were born or who have died on April 18th and see if you know who they are just by hearing their name. Let's go back to 1775. American Revolution history. I'm looking at it now, and I don't know how to phrase it in the form of a question. But warning went out to the countryside of British troop movements. How was word spread on April 18, 1775, that the British were on the move? A little vague, I know. I apologize. The best I could do in short notice, the answer, it was the date of Paul Revere's famous ride to the countryside. Actually, Paul Revere was not the only rider that night. Paul Revere gets all the credit, I think mostly thanks to the Longfellow poem. But there were other riders that night. But Paul Revere, oneth by land, tooth by sea. And I believe it was tooth by sea as the British advanced across the Charles River up in Boston. 1831, the University of Alabama is founded on this date in 1831. My question to you is, what city is the University of Alabama located in? Of course, it's in the state of Alabama, but what city is the University of Alabama in? If you said Tuscaloosa, you are correct. Tuscaloosa, Alabama. 1906, San Francisco, California was not the place to be on April 18th, 1906. What happened in San Francisco? What big event? What earth-shaking event happened in San Francisco? Yes, you were right. The great San Francisco earthquake happened on that date, which caused fires which destroyed much of the city of San Francisco, California, April 18, 1906. 1912, the RMS Carpathia rolls into port on April 18, 1912, New York City. What was the RMS Carpathia carrying aboard when she arrived in New York City's port on April 18, 1912? The Carpathia was carrying 705 survivors from the Titanic. The Carpathia was the ship that answered the rescue call. And 705 survivors, which is actually, now that I'm looking at it, more than I thought survived. So maybe a little bit of good news there. 1923, the house that Ruth built opens on this date, April 18th, 1923. What is the house that Ruth built? Of course, it is Yankee Stadium in New York City. In the Bronx, Yankee Stadium, the original Yankee Stadium, opened on this date in 1923. They call it the house that Ruth built because of Babe Ruth being traded to the Yankees, I believe, in 1920 or 1919. And the Yankees became the dynasty after that. And then finally, our last event, 1942, World War II trivia for you. April 18th, 1942 was the date of Doolittle's raid. What was Doolittle's raid that happened on this date? April 18th, 1942. So the Japanese had bombed Pearl Harbor about 6 months earlier. And in retaliation, the United States was a little angry. And I believe, I forget Doolittle's first name, James Doolittle. He had a plan, even though it was virtually impossible, to bomb Japan in retaliation right away. The America was that angry. Even though we had no, the flight was so long across the Pacific, planes couldn't carry enough fuel to get to Japan and back. That's why it was unfeasible to do something like that. But they did it anyway, and they had to land in China, and hopefully the Chinese would have taken pity on the American pilots. So they did it. They went and actually bombed Japan as a first strike back after Pearl Harbor on April 18th, 1942. Watch the movie Pearl Harbor, because that's the final scene, I believe. The final big action scene is Doolittle's raid in the movie Pearl Harbor with Ben Affleck. And I forget the other actors, but Alec Baldwin plays Doolittle in the movie Pearl Harbor. Still one of the most, I mean, if you've never seen the movie Pearl Harbor, still this scene shot of the Normandy landing is just great movie making and just maybe giving you even the slightest sense of what it might have been like as one of those soldiers landing at Normandy Beach on D-Day. Just horrific stuff, and I can't believe, you won't believe the bravery of our soldiers. Okay, born on April 18th. In 1857 was Clarence Darrow. Do you remember the name Clarence Darrow? Mostly famous for one particular event. Clarence Darrow was an attorney. And he was most famous for one trial, though he was a famous attorney and did a lot of other trials, but his most famous trial they actually made a movie about called Inherit the Wind. And that was the trial about evolution, about Scopes teaching, was a teacher that taught evolution in his classroom and ended up having to go to court over that. So Clarence Darrow, born in 1857. I don't remember exactly what year the Scopes trial was. I probably should have did a little research with the backup information. Sorry about that. 1946, Haley Mills was born. Haley Mills, you must know that name. Haley Mills was an actress. Most famous to me for a couple of Disney features. The Parent Trap, Haley Mills. You might remember her singing Let's Get Together, the Sherman Brothers hit song where she played twins separated at birth that meet at summer camp. If you've never seen the original Parent Trap starring Haley Mills, Brian Keith, and I believe Maureen O'Sullivan, that is a movie you might want to watch, maybe with your kids. It's a Disney movie magic at its best. I believe the Hunterdon County Library has the DVD in our collection, so you can go online and reserve it and pick it up at the Hunterdon County Library. Gather the family around and watch The Parent Trap. The other Disney movie she's famous for is Pollyanna. Pollyanna, about a very optimistic girl in a very depressed type of town that her attitude is so infectious that the bitter people of this town actually changed their tune. Another good movie, though. If I had to pick one, I would say The Parent Trap. Moving on, 1963, Conan O'Brien was born. Conan O'Brien. I think most people know that Conan O'Brien is a late-night talk show host, a comedian. He used to write for the TV show The Simpsons. It's that tall gentleman with the flaming red hair. Conan O'Brien. And then died on this date, April 18th. Died on April 18th, 1955. Albert Einstein. I don't think anybody in the Western Hemisphere doesn't know who Albert Einstein is. He was the German-American physicist, engineer, and academic, most famous for his theory of relativity, which is one of the two pillars of modern physics. And I believe he worked on the other pillar quite extensively well, which is quantum theory or something like that. You're the wrong guys talking about physics, trust me. If Mrs. Hughes is listening from Middletown High School South, she's probably scratching her head wondering why I'm even talking about physics, pretending I know anything about it. Mrs. Hughes probably generously giving me a D in physics. My mother gave me a lot of these advanced classes because I had two very smart older brothers. And then found out the hard way that the intelligence didn't really run down to the third son. The third son was more of an artist, and classes like physics and Latin just weren't going to cut it. Lesson learned, and here I am on the radio. 2002, Thor Heyerdahl was born on the last two people actually have indirect connections to the Hunterdon County Library, and I'll explain. But on April 18th, 2002, Thor Heyerdahl was born. Thor Heyerdahl was a Norwegian explorer, if you will, and his biggest contribution to humanity was he wanted to prove that trading was going on well before, trading going on across the oceans well before modern historians believed it was, that people could actually cross the Atlantic Ocean in a reed boat, a boat made out of reeds and bamboo and things like that. So he built this boat, which I believe he called the Contiki Raft. I should have looked that up too. But I think it was, no, I'm sorry, Contiki Raft was way back. It was called Ra or something like that. And he built this boat and actually successfully sailed across the South Atlantic to prove that trading was actually happening back in more primitive times, well before the advent of a proper shipbuilding. And the tie to the Hunterdon County Library is this. So another group of explorers, and I'm going to forget their name because this is probably 20 years ago now, endeavored to do what Thor Heyerdahl did and build their own reed boat, which I think they called the Ra 3 or something like that, or Ra 2. And they attempted to sail across the Atlantic Ocean in a reed boat, just a reed boat without power, just sailing by the stars and wind, etc., without power, the way someone would have done it back before history was recorded. And the Hunterdon County Library, they approached the Hunterdon County Library and asked if we would have a program about this. So one of the people that didn't go wanted to talk about it as the people were crossing the ocean. And we had set up in our gallery a computer with a tracker that was tracking the progress of this reed boat going across the Atlantic. And we had that set up in our gallery for as long as the trip was going to last. And then we had a program about midway through while they were out on the Atlantic. And the from the program, the gentleman that was speaking called the reed boat on whatever technology you can do that with. And we actually spoke to the people out in the middle of the Atlantic as they were trying to cross. Unfortunately, that mission failed, I think, like a week later when they ran into a very bad storm. And they had to postpone the trip. I'm assuming they must have had some kind of boat trailing them or something like that to make sure if something did happen that they'd be okay. And I believe they tried it again later on. And I want to say they made it, but I can't say for sure if they did or not. So that was way more than you ever wanted to know about Thor Heyerdahl. And I apologize, but that's what the Hunterdon County Library is all about. Passing on knowledge. And then finally died on this date in 2012, America's oldest teenager, Dick Clark. Dick Clark, of course, famous for American Bandstand, which he hosted for so many years. And then he also did the New Year's Eve telecast for many years. The connection to the Hunterdon County Library? Well, we have a performer that comes every year that performs at both of our libraries. His name is Jack McDade. He does a variety type program, and he is a Frank Sinatra-style crooner. And he tells jokes, and he has other people that come and sing as well at this program. It's been very popular for us. He's been probably doing that at the Hunterdon County Library for at least 20 years. And the reason that has a connection to Dick Clark is because Jack McDade was actually Dick Clark's first guest, first ever musical guest on American Bandstand. And here he lives in Hunterdon County. Actually, when Dick Clark died, I can tell you exactly where I was on April 18th, 2012, because Jack McDade was actually doing one of his variety in the library shows at the Hunterdon County Library on April 18th, 2012. How do I remember that exactly? Because we were sitting in the lobby maybe an hour before he was supposed to go on, and the Today Show called him while we were sitting there and asked him if they could send a car the next day, pick him up, and bring him on to the Today Show so he could tell of his memories of Dick Clark. I believe they stayed in touch for a long time. And tell his memories of Dick Clark and being his first guest on American Bandstand. I got into detail with those last two. I apologize. But that's today in history. And it is 11:30 exactly, which means we have a little less than a half hour left of the library show. At 12 noon, Jim Gannot from Crown Trophy comes in and does his show, Taking Care of Business. Business advice for all you small business owners out there. Jim's been in business in Flemington since I couldn't even tell you how long. So he's got a lot of good advice for you. Jennifer Winberry may or may not be joining me for the second half of the show. Some of you may be happy about that, but most of you are probably getting sick of hearing my voice. But I'm going to plug on. It's kind of tough to do it just by yourself, the radio show. Good to have that little playoff. I always say Jennifer is the best straight man in the business. Either intentionally or unintentionally, but we've been doing it so long that it's comfortable doing it with her. But I have a lot more. I could fill up the next 3 hours talking about what we have coming up at the Hunterdon County Library. And that's what I'm going to do. Let's start with the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. It's another big event we do every year, sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. The Hunterdon County Library Outdoor Art Show and Sale is coming up on Saturday, June 8th, 2019, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So the Outdoor Art Show and Sale, 75 local artists. The first 75 local artists that send in their entry forms will be accepted. And this is how it works. We're going to set up snow fences on the library lawn. We've had beautiful weather the past several years. So I hope I just didn't jinx it. And then the 75 local artists will set up their work. They'll each get a section of snow fence, and they'll set up their work, several pieces of their work that will be for sale and also will be judged. We have three local judges that will walk around and judge the work. And then we'll have cash prizes included, what I said at the top of the show, $500 cash prize for the best in show. We also have first place cash awards. There's three categories for students, grades 7 through 12. There's an adult amateur category and an adult professional category. So if you fit in any one of those three categories, we encourage you to enter the ACL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. There's a nominal fee. All mediums except photography are accepted. And that's only because the Hunterdon County Library has a dedicated photography show every fall. So all entries must be received by Saturday, June 1st. And like I said, the first 75 artists to enter will be accepted. Entry forms can be found at any of the Hunterdon County Libraries. It can also be found online at our webpage, www.hclibrary.us. It's a real fun day. So even if you're not an artist, please save the date, Saturday, June 8th, because you're going to want to stop by and meet a lot of our great local artists. Peruse their work. Maybe you'll find something that you'd like to buy for your house. We'll have music going on that day. Marshall's Dixieland Band, a popular local group, will be performing for us that day. There'll be some children's crafts as well. So it's a fun day to spend a June Saturday morning, and then you still have the rest of the afternoon to do what you like. The HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. Entry forms located at any of the county libraries or online at hclibrary.us. Speaking of our webpage, we are currently undergoing updating and changing the look of our webpage. We have a webpage committee consisting of a lot of library staff members that are working on it. We've been listening to the patrons and trying to make it as easy to use as possible and as pleasing to look at as possible. So the changes are going on right now, and hopefully I'm going to say possibly by the end of April you'll see a little bit of a change. I mean, I'm still partial to the old one because I, of course, designed it. But this new, sometimes I need to be shaken out of my stupor and change things a little bit. I can get a little too set in my ways. So that's happened. And I'm actually very excited on how the new page is coming along. So beginning of May, look for some changes with the Hunterdon County Library webpage. That's www.hclibrary.us. Why am I thinking that's the wrong web address? It's got to be right. I shouldn't have said that. Scratch that last thing I said. The Museum Pass program at the Hunterdon County Library. You may or may not know that besides books and DVDs and CDs, another thing that you can borrow from the Hunterdon County Library is a museum pass. We've partnered with six local museums where you can stop in. You reserve a museum pass, kind of like you put a book on hold. Go and pick up the museum pass, and then you can go to this museum for free. If you haven't done this before, this would pay your library tax right off the – if you took advantage of one of these things, it would take care of your library tax right there because it's free. For example, here's the museums that we partner with. Grounds for Sculpture, the very popular museum down in Hamilton, New Jersey. You can borrow a pass that admits up to four people. Now, I don't know what they charge to get into the Grounds for Sculpture, but I don't think it's that cheap. And here you can reserve a museum pass at the Hunterdon County Library, and four people can go for free. The American Museum of Natural History in New York City, free general admission for two people if you borrow the pass. Two people get in free to the Museum of Natural History. How about the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum, West 46th Street in New York City, a pass for six people to get into the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum. The Intrepid is that aircraft carrier docked on the Hudson River in Manhattan. It's a great museum, and show you anyone with a Hunterdon County Library card can reserve a pass to get six people in for free. The Morvan Museum and Garden in Princeton, New Jersey. We have four individual passes for the Morvan Museum and Garden. That's the former New Jersey governor's mansion that showcases rich cultural heritage of the Garden State through regular exhibitions, educational programs, and special events. Eastern State Penitentiary, a national historic landmark. That's down in Philly. If you ever go down 95 and to Philly, I think you see that off on the right side if you're heading south. We have a pass that admits six people to the East State Penitentiary, which has seven cell blocks spread like the spokes of a wheel and once held many of America's most notorious criminals, including bank robber Slick Willie Sutton and Scarface Al Capone. I hear that's quite the place to go to around Halloween as well. I think they do something special for the Halloween holiday. And then finally, the Hunterdon Art Museum. Up in Clinton, New Jersey, we have a pass that admits four adults. The Hunterdon Art Museum presents changing exhibitions of contemporary art, craft, and design in a 19th century stone mill. You know exactly where it is, right across the Raritan from the Red Mill. The museum showcases works by internationally recognized and emerging contemporary artists. So this is the Museum Pass program, once again sponsored and paid for by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, another great service they provide to the Hunterdon County Library and to you. And then if you have some young ones, we have discounted admission tickets available to the Crayola Experience in Eastern Pennsylvania, Diggerland down in West Berlin, New Jersey. That's very popular. Diggerland and Sahara Sam's Oasis, also in West Berlin. We have discount passes available at the Hunterdon County Library. Just stop by the circulation desk and ask, and I'm sure you shall receive. If all this information that I'm talking about today on the library show is available online. You can get more information by just going to our webpage, www.hclibrary.us, and then looking up Museum Pass or Art Show or book sale, etc., etc. Okay, we're going to go to our last set of commercials, and then we'll come back with the last quarter of the Hunterdon County Library Show right after this.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. We got about 14 minutes left together. And then I'll hand it over to Jim Gonneau. First thing I'd like to talk about after the break is Hunterdon County Community Day. Coming up on Saturday, June 1st, 2019, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the County Fairgrounds down in Ringgoes, New Jersey, the same place that the Friends of ATL book sale is going to be. This is the 6th annual Hunterdon County Community Day. And if you haven't been before, well, I'm talking about it, so that must mean I highly suggest that you attend. You'll meet a lot of our community organizations and businesses. There's going to be a lot of live music. I know that personally because I booked a few of the bands, including Due South, a very popular country band. They play new and classic country music. They also perform for us at the Hunterdon County Library during our summer concert series, outdoor summer concert series this summer, which if I have time, I'll talk about those as well. But Due South will be performing. The Hunterdon Wind Symphony will be putting on a performance on Community Day. If you've ever heard the Wind Symphony perform, that's worth the effort just to try to get down to the fairgrounds. And then also Marshall's Dixieland Band, who I just mentioned, will be performing at the art show, will be performing at Community Day a week earlier on June 1st, 2019. They're also, I believe, trying to get a children's performer as well to add to the festivities. Other things that you can expect, good food, of course, and treats. There'll be some concessions there. There'll be a reptile show that's always wildly popular. There's a petting zoo and pony rides. There'll be tethered balloon rides, courtesy of the Unity One Bank balloon. There'll be other demonstrations from various local groups, historical as well as others. The Hunterdon County Library of Bookmobile will be there for you to tour. We'll have a gift basket that we'll be raffling off. We'll have some games for kids. The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library will be on hand. They do a nice little game where they fill a small swimming pool full of books, and then they have a little fishing game for young children. And if they catch the fish, the children can pick a free book out of this swimming pool. And just too many things to mention. So if you're a resident of Hunterdon County or live in the area, come out and learn more about where you live. Hunterdon County Community Day, the 6th annual Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 1st, 2019, at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Hope to see you there. Look, we have a lot of programs coming up at the Hunterdon County Library and North County Branch in April and May, musical and speakers and otherwise. Starting with tonight, we have a program tonight at the Hunterdon County Library. All of our programs, by the way, are free and open to the public. All we do is ask you to reserve a seat. You can do so by using our event calendar that you can reserve online at hclibrary.us. Just because in case something happens, we have to cancel, we want to let you know so you don't show up and there's no program. But all these programs are free and open to the public. The Friends help us pay for these programs. Actually, also, we receive a grant from the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission that helps us pay for some of these programs. Tonight at the Hunterdon County Library, David Aaron will be presenting a program titled The Music and Events of the 1950s, Stroll Down Memory Lane, as David covers the key topics from the 1950s, including the make-believe ballroom, I don't remember what that is, the early days of TV, doo-wop, the Dodgers and Giants, ponytails, and the songs that have become American classics, featuring such artists as Nat King Cole, K-Star, Bill Haley and the Comet, Patti Page, The Singing Rage, and many more. David's presentation is a solid hour of music, fun, and trivia about the 1950s, and we know we love trivia on the Hunterdon County Library Show, and includes recorded music and audience participation. Be sure to join us for this evening of fun, music, and memories. David Aaron has been an active band leader, and he's actually performed for us at the Hunterdon County Library in New Jersey since the 1970s. So once again, if you're in the area of the Hunterdon County Library, which is on Route 12 in Flemington, tonight at 7 p.m., stop by and have some fun with the music and events of the 1950s. Next Wednesday, April 24th, at the Hunterdon County Library, we welcome back a bluegrass fiddler, Travis Wetzel. And if you never heard him before, this is another one you might want to consider putting on your calendar. Travis Wetzel is a dynamic musician, songwriter, and vocalist. His music has many folds. Is that what I wrote? Including bluegrass, jazz, swing, Celtic, and klezmer, Native American, gospel, country, and classical. He is the lead fiddler violinist on countless recording projects ranging from country to rock. He has performed and recorded with artists such as Bill Monroe, Jesse McReynolds, Bill Harrell, Del McCurry, Doyle Lawson, Mac Wiseman, Jimmy Fortune, John Schneider, and David Frizzell. Travis can be seen and heard almost every week on the Grand Ole Opry with legendary instrumental and singer Jesse McReynolds. So Travis Wetzel, not stretching the truth here by saying maybe one of the finest fiddler violinists in the country, actually lives in Tennessee, but used to live locally, and still comes up once a year to perform for our patrons at the Hunterdon County Library. He has a band of three coming with him this time. So this is bluegrass fiddler Travis Wetzel, Wednesday, April 24th at 6:45 p.m. Let's see, what other programs can I tell you about? Let me pick something from the North County Branch Library. How about Thursday, April 25th, a week from today, Just the Facts to Fiction, a real-life private investigator's private journey with author David Watts. David Watts will discuss his two professions, private investigator and writing fiction. He has been a private investigator for over four decades. He was promoted to detective and then went on to specialize in insurance fraud and business investigations. An author of three books, he continues to write books and does lectures on writings, identity theft, and his years as a private investigator. This is at the North County Branch Library on Thursday, April 25th at 7 p.m. If you want more information about any of these programs I'm talking about, just go to our webpage, once again, hclibrary.us. Just click on the events calendar, and all the information will show up at your fingertips. Let me give you a couple more musical programs coming up. We have three musical programs at the Hunterdon County Library in May. The first one is on Wednesday, May 8th at 7 p.m. All of our concerts usually are on Wednesday evenings. Moss Henry and the Bryophytes will be performing on Wednesday, May 8th at 7 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. Moss Henry and the Bryophytes is an amalgam of veteran musicians and diverse musical backgrounds who have converged around an axis of country roots. No contemporary country or pop here. They harken back to the days of cowboy movies, honky-tonks, and the Opry. So it's a good companion piece to our Travis Wetzel program. Wednesday, May 8th at 7 p.m., Moss Henry and the Bryophytes. Once again, all these programs are free and open to the public. And then on Thursday, May 9th, Fred Miller, singer-pianist-narrator Fred Miller, will be joining us once again. He does a lectures and song afternoon concert series, and he's been doing that with at the Hunterdon County Library for at least 20 years. It's a series of musical portraits and anecdote and song. And May's topic, Thursday, May 9th at 2 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library, Fred will be singing about Under the Paris Skies, the City of Light, celebrated in song. Actually, very much in the news right now, Paris, because of Notre Dame Cathedral. So, Under Paris Skies with Fred Miller, Thursday, May 9th at the Hunterdon County Library. And our last musical program in May is Borderline Bluegrass Band, another very popular local country bluegrass band featuring husband and wife Bob and Terry Suter. We'll be performing at the Hunterdon County Library on Wednesday, May 22nd at 7 p.m. Bob and Terry and Borderline play bluegrass music with an unbelievable amount of passion and excitement. Combined with a very professional delivery, their tight harmonies and hard-driving instrumentals are their trademark. They have been described as one of the hottest bluegrass bands in the Northeast. So that's Borderline Bluegrass, Wednesday, May 22nd. And then one other program in the May I want to tell you about, because it's close to my wife's heart, because she's a big fan of the Broadway play Hamilton. Reenactor Gwen Kubler will be talking all about and acting as Elizabeth Hamilton, Alexander Hamilton's wife. Eliza Hamilton? I guess her real name was Elizabeth Hamilton. She'll discuss Elizabeth Hamilton, the wife of Alexander Hamilton, hear about Hamilton's boyhood days, their courtship, their home life, consider the meteoric rise to power in the new United States and its fateful meeting with Aaron Burr, discover New Jersey and New York places of significance for Hamilton before, during, and after the Revolutionary War, many of which you can tour. I know there is actually the Schuyler Mansion, because Elizabeth Hamilton's maiden name was Schuyler. The Schuyler Mansion is in Albany, New York, and can be toured for all you fans of the play Hamilton. A different perspective of one of our most influential founding fathers. Elizabeth Hamilton was also instrumental in, orphanages, New York orphanages, and I think she helped raise funds to build the Washington Monument. So Elizabeth Hamilton, a fascinating woman. And that will be coming up. What was the date of that one again? Let me get back to that. Oh, I was so close. I was so close. April 22nd, I believe I said, for the Elizabeth Hamilton program. If I'm not sure, just go to where. It's April 22nd. I apologize. May 14th. Tuesday, May 14th at 7 p.m., the Elizabeth Hamilton program. Once again, if you want to sign up for any of these programs I just talked about, and you're online because you're listening to online radio, just go to hclibrary.us, click on the events calendar right on our homepage, go to May 14th, click on the Elizabeth Hamilton program, and then sign up. And then we'll see you there. Okay. It's just about time for me to say goodbye. I want to thank everyone for listening today. Hope everyone has a good weekend. Remember, hang in there for Monday, because that's when the good weather is going to come. So until next week, Jennifer will be back with me again next week. Until next week, have a good day, everyone. Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The final Mueller report on the Russia investigation, now public, available online at justice.gov/storage/report.pdf. The Attorney General William Barr confirming that the White House got an advance look at it earlier today. President Trump's first words about it at an event at the White House moments ago.
No collusion, no obstruction.
The president speaks as he hosts 29 veterans at the White House from the Wounded Warrior Project.
There never was, by the way, and there never will be.
Now House Democrats are saying they want to hear from the special counsel Robert Mueller himself as soon as possible. And when he spoke at the Justice Department earlier, Attorney General Bill Barr said he had no objection to Mueller testifying about his final report. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
A big scare in the Denver, Colorado area that had dozens of schools closed yesterday ends with the discovery of an 18-year-old woman's body. They say Sol Pais apparently took her own life. They had said she was obsessed with the 1999 Columbine High School massacre, and the FBI's Dean Phillips says...
We've been combing all manner of her social media, obtaining, again, comments, statements, things that would lend credence to the fact that she was a potential concern.
This upcoming weekend does mark 20 years since the Columbine killings. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell officially running for re-election. The Republican releasing a video yesterday highlighting his ties to President Trump and also touting his role in the confirmation of two conservative Supreme Court justices. The 77-year-old McConnell's been in the Senate since 1985. Meanwhile, former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has announced he is not running for the White House in 2020. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump's national security advisor John Bolton had a message yesterday for socialist nations, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is taking more measures to crack down on the political regimes in Cuba and Venezuela, announcing new sanctions as well as announcing a new policy that allows lawsuits against foreign entities that are operating on properties that were seized during the Cuban Revolution. National Security Advisor John Bolton outlines the new policies that are intended to hurt the three stooges of socialism, as he calls it.
As the president said in February, the twilight hour of socialism has arrived in our hemisphere. The troika of tyranny, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua, is beginning to crumble.
And millions of Americans are taking shelter again today as more severe weather is expected in parts of the East, South, and Midwest. A chance of thunderstorms and tornadoes threatening at least two dozen states. The risk of severe storms and the chance of tornadoes extending from southern Illinois and western Kentucky to the coasts of Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. And later today, they'll push into Alabama, Florida, and the Atlanta metro area. And not only is it Easter for Christians, but Passover, the Jewish Festival of Freedom, will begin at sundown tomorrow, an eight-day holiday celebrating the emancipation of Jews from slavery in ancient Egypt. It's the most widely observed Jewish holiday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about how you can stop procrastinating now.